You're listening to the Table of Malcontents, where Aaron Armstrong, Dave Schrader, and Barnabas Piper talk about the books they love and a few they really don't to help you be a better reader. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Table of Malcontents. I'm Aaron, and with me, as always, are Dave and Barnabas.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, cat lady, Dave.
So I'm going to bleep that out,
folks,
a little bit
guess
later.
What day of the week it is that we're recording.
It's Friday, everybody.
Friday Monday.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to this on a Monday, so you get Friday Dave, Barnabas, and Aaron every week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like. You know, somebody's dragging their tired self to work on a Monday morning, and they get like the half cranky, half slap happy Friday versions of us. Like, is that a blessing or is that the worst thing ever?
Well, according to some people, it is a blessing.
I wouldn't want to.
Who are these people?
I know. And make sure I never meet them because I sure wouldn't think this was a blessing on a Monday morning.
They are people who listen to this show.
Right.
One has been on this show. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
that's true.
I just feel like the Friday version of me is. It's just not.
Is it the me you want to be?
I don't want to be you. I'm very confused right now.
No, what?
No, that's
it. There's quotation marks around that statement.
I caught that, but also it's grammatically nightmarish.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I used it.
Okay. All
Can
right.
Can we get into something?
What are we doing today? Well, we love to answer questions. And specifically, we have a lot of fun answering questions that Goodreads poses on social media.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Are these things that an employee of Goodreads comes up with or things that readers pose at Goodreads? Where do these questions originate?
That's a good
Because some of them are.
Well, they all work for Amazon, so who knows? I know some are crazy. Like,
so it's like, Alexa, ask a question about books.
You and Gandalf are smoking something, and that's an interesting question, and I will answer it for you.
I like pipeweed.
Yeah.
As they
exactly.
say.
Exactly. I have no idea. Because the funny thing, you know, so Andy and I, for the books website, we've done this kind of same exercise every now and then, and we're just like. Andy's come up with some really good ones. I'll give him credit. So I'll admit I've stolen a couple of them over time that aren't Goodreads, but they're Goodreads-like questions. So I don't know. If you really think about it, you can come up with some really random ones. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to do some Goodreads, some other random ones in there. So I'm going to go right into it. How about that?
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
All right. So Aaron and Barnabas do not know these questions yet, so they're just going to have to answer them. All right, guys. Describe the book you're reading in 3 words. Go.
Oh, hold on. Let me see what I'm reading. Aaron, do you know?
I can tell you about
you
one
answered
of the
this on Twitter. So,
I did.
But
I did.
Is there another one? You know what? You have to go to a different book.
I do have to go to a different book.
Yeah, do that.
I answered it on Twitter, and I think I said something like, Grisham gave up.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because at the
right.
time,
what was that?
Any of his last 10.
Oh, yeah.
But it was most recently The Reckoning I tried and gave up after a chapter or four because it just was said nothing about nothing.
But his advance did not give up.
No. Nope.
He kept on giving.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
not,
his
not
publisher.
To me, it
no,
didn't.
His publisher keeps on giving.
That's very true.
Oh, man. All right. I got to try one of the books currently reading.
First of all,
I
how many books are you reading right now? We talked about this in a previous episode, and I was curious. I'm at 7 right now, and I'm like, where is my mind? It has to do with, like, I'm reading 3 theology history books because I'm teaching on that right now, and then I've got a fiction one, I've got an audio book that's nonfiction fun, and then I've got a workbook, and then I've got... Yes, a leadership book. Our favorite genre of the
Are you
all.
Learning how to be a better
Absolutely,
leader?
Absolutely, man.
All right, good.
No, it's a history. It's a okay. history leadership
right.
book.
So see, I'm doing probably 5 or 6 right now.
Okay, I'm at 8.
Gosh, I'm like a 5.
That's
has been
high
like
for
my
me.
Max.
Yeah, normally I'm in more. Normally I'm more like 5-ish. But one of them was one that. Or 2 of them are ones that I'm going through for church reasons. One of them studying with somebody and the other one leading
that's
a class.
The one you're
and
doing.
So like you take those away and I'm at 6 and now we're like now we're closer to my normal range.
What is the one you're doing in Emmanuel?
With the men's theology study, we're doing 18 Words by J.I. Packer.
That's right. That's
that
right.
was
that's
the right. first Packer book I ever read, and it was great.
It's brilliant. It's super helpful. It's a slog to read because the man puts together more complex sentences than Paul. But
But he's really excited about it. So
Well, he can pack so much into, you know, six pages on a theological term is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
Aaron, absolutely. So a book you're reading.
Okay, what do you got? It's a blog post.
But
that's four words.
No, that it's contraction.
It's a blog post.
Ah, fine. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's a pamphlet.
Why don't you just go a blog post?
Sure, a blog post. How about that? There we go. Book is called Ask the...
Emphasize the K.
Ask.
There you go.
Thank you.
Gotta keep the clean rating.
That's right. The counterintuitive online formula to discover exactly what your customers want to buy.
Stop talking.
Create a mass of raving fans and take any business to the next level. Yep.
Why?
Trash. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, I feel like I owe you one. Trash. That is a book I'm currently reading.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see here.
Can I do a different three words for that book? It is trash.
All right, shouldn't this, okay. All right.
That's not descriptive.
No,
that's
we have
venting.
To describe. Okay, I know. Yeah. Fine.
Like John
you don't like it.
Like Grisham
fine.
Gave yeah. up as a description.
Okay,
like that's
fine.
A career arc.
Okay. Fine.
It's a commentary and description.
All right.
It's all in one.
All right, how about Langston Hughes Fire? I'm reading a collection of Langston Hughes poems, and they are so good. I haven't read any Langston Hughes since probably high school when they made me, and I'm rediscovering that he is a great American poet.
Great American.
And I really like his poetry style.
All right.
So, Langston Hughes Fire.
Okay. Mm. I like that. I like it a lot.
Next question.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Aaron got that one wrong.
I failed. Thanks for asking me back, by the way.
Oh,
yeah,
Dave.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Dave, what about you?
Gosh, man. Monty Python Idol. There you go. As in Eric Idol. There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Works either way.
There you go. All right. I may come back to that again for one of the other books. All right.
That's fine.
Maybe. All right. This is my favorite one. If you could play your favorite sport with an author, who would it be? Remember, in the past, we've talked about who the three people you would have dinner with.
Who would I?
And then we've also asked the question, like, if you could ask any one author, like, one single question, what would it be? Now we're saying, what's any author?
But it has to be your favorite sport.
But I don't
your favorite sport. So,
but
basketball,
I'm disqualified because
what do you
I
got,
don't have a favorite
what do you got?
Sport.
My favorite sport alternates between football and baseball. Season. Probably baseball.
Okay, baseball.
Mine is crabbing about movies.
You should be rowing since you're doing Boys in the Boat. Why don't you just say rowing?
Sure, we're going to go rowing.
You're going to row.
That's a little bit too romantic.
Two-man rowing.
Since Aaron doesn't like sports, I think we get to answer this question for him. So we get to pick who Aaron plays sports with.
How about you just tell me the sport first?
Yeah. Cricket.
Cricket? Ooh.
Aaron plays cricket.
All right. Who am I playing cricket with, Dave?
Nope. Scratch that. Rugby. You're playing rugby.
Rugby?
Yes.
All right. That's true.
Rugby. Okay. Okay. You're going to have a lot of conversation during a rugby match. I like that. Okay.
So
but you're just playing a sport. It's not conversation. You're right. All right.
So who am I playing
it's
rugby
about
with,
playing.
Dave?
Yeah, it's who... So in rugby... No,
are you
no,
playing
here's
against
the
them or
given
with
the
them?
Given the sport... There's a lot of tackling in rugby, so the part of this could be which author would you like to just light up like a Christmas tree? That's on the table here.
Yeah.
Like my favorite sport is baseball, which is it's a very different sort of competition than rugby. So you're like, who would you like to just drill into the ground? I think is the question.
Oh.
It's kind of like the Jack Reacher sucker punch, but sporty, and you get to do it over and over again for like 60 minutes.
Can it be the guy who wrote Ask?
That seems like low-hanging fruit.
It's a little bit.
Don't ask.
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Nope.
Also, don't care.
Don't ask, don't care.
Don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell? No.
That's a different thing altogether.
It's a different thing.
That might mean something different in Canada.
Altogether.
Mm. All right, well,
ooh.
Aaron's thinking.
Let me think about it.
Dave, do you have a favorite sport and author?
I'm going to go with golf, so it certainly is going to be competitive in conversation, so, Yeah, I'm like you, like, it depends on season, because, like, baseball is certainly way up there.
It's on my mind right now, because spring training has started, and the Twins just signed Marwin Gonzalez, and
yes.
like good things are happening and maybe the sun will come out sometime in the next year and a half. Like there's
As we're recording this, this is like day 20 of like constant rain here in Nashville and flooding everywhere.
If we didn't have the promise that God would never again flood the earth and kill everybody.
Yeah, I know. I'd be worried. The jokes are really bad on Twitter right now.
They are really bad because it's Christian funny, guys, and which means it's not funny.
I was going to say, that's like the opposite of funny. That's great.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like Christian comedians.
Well,
you started it.
You know, I...
You finished it. Well done. Well done.
Almost got myself in trouble right there.
Oh, gosh. I it's funny... Oh, gosh. Yeah, you don't even want to know what they're saying. I'm going to go with a comedian because I want to have fun if I'm going to play golf with someone. These guys aren't even listening anymore.
I'm listening. So, you're going with a comedian because it'd be fun to play golf with them.
It'd be funny to play golf with
Aaron's
them.
Not listening, but he also doesn't know what golf is either.
Well,
which comedian?
I'll go with Gaffigan. Sure. All right. Yeah, Gaffigan. I think we'd have a lot of fun. I think, it'd be a lot of fat jokes, but it'd be okay.
Man, I can't come up with it. My favorite sport is seasonal, so I'm gonna cherry pick this one, and I want to play basketball, not baseball, with Shea Serrano, who is a writer for The Ringer and also an author of multiple books, one of which is Basketball and Other Things, which is one of the funniest books I have read recently. And he is an average height Mexican guy who talks big about his own game in a very self-deprecating manner. And I think he would be just a ton of fun because there would be endless trash talk. I don't know who's better at basketball, him or me. Probably him, but, you know, I might have him by a couple inches. And so...
Maybe.
Basketball with Shea Serrano is on my... my answer.
There you go. That's a good answer. That's
Aaron
a good answer.
Is going to play rugby with Jim Collins moving on.
Yeah, you know what? Why not?
I am going to hit into Jim Collins' foursome.
That's right. I'm
going to hit the shot of my life that is going to hit him in the head. There you go.
That got aggressive.
I know.
Wow.
He's alive. He's just unconscious.
I see you playing golf with Jim Gaffigan, and then you get back and you do the whole Happy Gilmore Bob Barker thing with Jim Collins.
Yeah, the price is wrong.
Bob.
That's right.
The television version, Dave. Exactly.
That's right.
Bob. Next question.
All right. I got my answer for you.
You were taking too long.
No, fine.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Right. I got two who are in our industry, though. One is Andy Stanley.
You want
to play rugby against him?
Okay.
Rugby. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just because he keeps saying stupid things and he needs to not. So
okay.
If you knocked all his teeth out, it would be harder for him to do that. So hit him really hard.
I'll do my best.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You say one more too? Oh, that was your second.
No, we'll go with that one.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm going to throw one more in there. And it's one of your three from dinner. I'm going to go with Hemingway playing golf. And I'll say this one thing.
Because you'd destroy him because he'd be drunk.
He'd be very drunk and really funny. And, but he also, come to think about it, he would be really annoying because there's something about guys when they get together playing golf and they have beverages, they start just getting really dirty. And like these are guys who sometimes are, you just wouldn't expect them to be. All right.
Men of the cloth.
Like men of the cloth, like saying like really random. Bizarro stuff.
Kind of like what I muttered to Aaron off mic.
Absolutely. It's all off mic stuff. Yep. So, but
never happened, listener. Yeah. You didn't hear it? Didn't
absolutely.
Happen.
That's right.
I have a joke to tell you guys off here later.
Next question. I now want to wrap this podcast up. Let's go. Keep going.
Remember, don't get fired, guys.
Right or not.
Don't get fired.
If you could give a book a different title that you love, this is a book you love, all right, what would it be?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
I would rename The Brothers K by David James Duncan because everybody confuses it with The Brothers K by Russian dude.
Yeah.
Whichever Russian dude wrote that one. I don't know. Who wrote it? I genuinely can't remember.
Dostoevsky? Or is that...
Let me check.
Yep, he's one of the Russian dudes.
I know.
Let me double check. Trotsky? So sad.
Trotsky.
No!
Lenin?
No!
Stalin? No, wrong era. Go.
yeah. It is Dostoevsky.
There you
Dostoevsky.
Go, Dave.
There you go.
Yep.
Well done. I got something going on.
There you go. You did.
Yeah, that,
you did.
That one needs to be renamed because I'm so tired of recommending it to people and saying, oh, you really should read The Brothers K by David James Duncan. And they look at me funny. I'm like, no, no, not that Brothers K. Yeah. It's just The Brothers K, not The Brothers Karamazov or however it is pronounced. It's just that. And then that's the whole explanation. And then see, everybody's annoyed now.
All right.
My apologies. It's not a good book title.
I'm going to quote, this is from Seinfeld. Do you remember Elaine when they're like, praising War and Peace, and Elaine's like in the back of the car, just like, yeah, you know what they really wanted to tell it? War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. She goes up, she's with all these literary guys, and they look at her like she's crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go. War, what is it good for? There you go.
That's right. That's right.
That's also a book that has some baseball in it. So
Oh, is it really? I've not read
it. The dad was like an aspiring major league baseball player. It's a book about people, but there's some baseball woven in. You ever read that?
War and Peace?
No.
What?
The Brothers K.
Oh, I thought we were going back there. All right, fine.
Sorry, that baseball. Was vague. I did say that's
you did.
One.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, that's an easy misunderstanding. No.
I'm like War and Peace. I was like 150 years ago,
like,
baseball
impressive.
Was in its infancy in America.
Where do you think Abner Doubleday got his inspiration from?
Yeah, that's right.
What is it good for? Nothing. Let's start baseball.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, your turn, Aaron.
Oh, gosh. I think I would rename... Never Wear by Neil Gaiman. Because I really enjoyed the book.
Would you rename it Never Read?
No, I would not rename it Never
that
Read.
That book was trash.
No, you think it's trash. Just because you're wrong doesn't make it so.
Wow.
So.
But if I was right, it would make it so. I think that's the implication of that statement.
Sure.
Okay.
But you're not right.
I am, in fact, correct. That book sucked. Carry on.
Okay. So this is a difficult question because I'm the worst at titles, but I don't know. I might call it London Below. Something
okay.
like that. So.
All right. All right, next question.
Did you answer that one?
You did not.
Oh, Dave? I didn't.
Dave?
You right. Dave.
You
Aaron
just,
answered.
You just right. shamed us for not including you on
fine.
A question.
Yeah, I did. You're right. You know what I wrote down when I first saw this was Peace Like a River.
It crossed my mind.
I know. I just had the first time it was recommended to me, and the book is so good. Yes, all we do is talk about it. But when people hear it like, really? That sounds like something kind of light, you know.
Or,
that,
or
that
like,
that's the way
it's like a short book about the origin of a hymn.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have a suggestion.
So,
I just know, like, man.
You know, if we're going there, I would say I would
actually let's retitle it. The three of us retitle it right now. Sorry,
and we'll
Leif.
Text it to him
we'll
later.
Text Leif. Okay. We've all voted.
Hey, guess what? Your New York Times bestseller could be better.
By the way, we know you've sold 1 million+ of this thing, and we're in a position to judge. So,
as three professionals in the industry, we really think it would be
in the industry
better
of judging.
Yes. We have our PhDs in judgment. So.
Yeah.
The second PhD in talking a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to start us off. The pursuit of fill in the blank.
No.
Give me some. I'm trying to get it going.
I don't know.
I already told you I'm bad at titles.
Well, I don't know. All right, we'll come back to that.
All right.
Gosh, you guys
now, I would say if you were going to retitle one of his books, So Brave, Young, and Handsome is probably one that I would do.
That's not a super strong title.
Yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah.
It's a great book. But I
Virgil
don't have...
Wander, on the other hand, great title.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Still want to make sure Leif knows we're not taking a dump on all his books here.
No.
That would be disastrous.
No.
No.
I know he's listening.
Yeah.
We've never met, but thanks for the signed picture of me.
Right.
It was lovely. Next
right.
question.
What do you tell your child or friend who's interested in a book you know is terrible? How do you prevent them from reading it? Other than just saying, don't read that. You give me,
oh,
give
is
me
there something else we're
more.
Supposed to do? I snatch it out of their hands and say, don't read that.
What do you tell them in a teaching moment? Let's just go with your kids. They come home
all
from
right.
school. or the library.
It's the very special episode of Full House moment for you.
Yes. This is a, what, a Friday afternoon? Is it? Friday afternoon,
after school special.
Barnabas, what are you going to say? P.S. camera's on you.
Don't read that. if it's one of my kids, I ask them why they want to read it.
Yes.
And then
absolutely.
Usually they have a dumb answer because they haven't really thought through it. It's not that they are dumb at all. It's that they have only grabbed the book, I think you mentioned this moment ago, like because somebody else in their class read this, or they saw something, like they know it's a popular series or whatever. None of it has to do with the quality of the book. Or in my daughter's case, it's like, I thought the cover looked cool. In which case, we explain the origin of the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
absolutely. And so, yeah, you just kind of get into the motivation behind it to say, and then flip it around after you kind of hear all the bad reasons to say, well, here are some reasons you should actually consider reading a book. Yep. And also, here's a better book to read. With kids, it's always good to have like three or four kind of waiting in the wings, that when they're like, I don't have anything to do, or I don't like this book, or whatever, you can be like, well, read this. And then you just get them something.
Yeah.
If it's a friend, I just go in hard on the don't read that. It stinks. It's terrible. And here's seven reasons why. Because seven is the proper number to convince somebody not to read a book.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
No, I mean, I know this is kind of one question that one of us can answer as well. But yeah, I mean, yeah, my kids will come home every now and then and like, really? Like, asking them the why question, it reveals so much in terms of how blindly they'll pick up a book because another friend had it and didn't really like endorse it. They're just kind of like, well, I should because that person has it.
It also makes a difference what kind of a reader the kid is. My older daughter works with, because she will take, we worked out a deal where she gets to pick a book, then I get to assign her a book. And I'm trying to assign her books that she will like.
Look at you.
But I was sick of arguing with her about books and sick of being right that the ones that I recommended were ones that she enjoyed. Like, I recommended books. She's like, oh, I want to read. And then she did, and she was like, fine, it was good.
I get it.
Yeah.
So we decided to do a trade-off. My younger daughter does not like to read.
Mm.
She likes it once she does it, but she will never voluntarily read. So if she brought home a book and was like, I'm going to read this, the answer is awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what it is. Like, I don't care if it's any book. Just read a book. So that makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
All right, this last question.
So, I mean, I just had one thing is I mean, I do a lot of redirecting in general, but often because...
Mostly relationally, a lot of deflecting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying not to be vulnerable.
Lots of Canadian deflecting.
Of course. Well, we're very passive-aggressive people, so especially with our own families. But what I do with my kids is one of them in particular has a tendency to gravitate toward books that are way below her reading and comprehension level. So so we'll do the why question about that, and sometimes I'll just say, you're actually too old for that book. So how about you read something else instead? And then she does it, and she's like, I like this book better, which all works out fine. But
smart. Who are we punching in the face today, guys?
Dave.
We're punching Dave in the face?
Yeah.
Or Dave gets to answer first.
Dave gets to answer first.
Okay. We're going to punch a certain senior executive in our government who probably hasn't ever read a history book.
Good night. You have been on a political rant episodes.
I'm just going with that. That's it. I have a problem with anyone in leadership who's not reading books to inform the way they're doing things, as opposed to just reacting purely on gut. So that's it.
And can you give us any hints as to how high in the leadership this person is?
You know,
pretty high
up there.
Like,
there's a lot of leaders out there.
Pretty high.
Pretty high.
Okay,
there you go.
Aaron, who are you punching today in the Jack Reacher sucker punch of the week?
I'm actually abstaining this week. I'm just not feeling very violent right now.
Can we help you with that?
I haven't been angered.
Can I do too?
Yeah. Does that mean we get more? Yeah.
I haven't encountered a character that's made me made me so angry that I've wanted to inflict violence.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with 1.5 to kind of fill in the blank.
Thank
one
you.
Of them is a full-on sucker punch, and it is a gentleman named Mel Thompson, who is the basketball coach at the Citadel in the book My Losing Season by Pat Conroy. So I think Mel Thompson
is that a real character.
He's a real person.
That's a real, yeah.
Because this is a memoir. But every description of him throughout the book, he's the worst coach who takes a team of talented players and gets them to underperform, and he's very unlikable and unkind in the process. And yet somehow at the end they all end up loving him, because that's sort of the psychosis of the whole book, actually. Because the Citadel sounds like a terrible place that with terrible basketball coaches and terrible system, and people have this just like passionate affinity for having gone there. It's like when you go through something miserable, you love having done it with other people and you look back on it fondly, even though you complained about it the whole time. It's kind of like that. So Mel Thompson, he is my sucker punch of the week. I also have a sucker slap of the week.
Oh, okay.
Because a slap is different than a punch. The punch is I want to inflict pain. The slap is I want to wake you up. And this is recalling something I said 10 or 15 minutes ago. And this is John Grisham needs to start trying again. Because I went back and looked through a couple of his early novels just to make sure I wasn't insane. They are, in fact, good books. And he hasn't written a good book since about the year 2000. That's a long, long time.
It was 20 years.
And he's sold a lot of books since then, mm-hmm. but he hasn't written any really good ones. Mm-hmm. So I would like to sucker slap John Grisham into sort of snapping him out of his stupor.
You know, another measure is how many of those books have been turned into movies. So many from their early years have been turned into movies,
yeah,
and good
was the last
movies
one? Like
too.
The Last Juror or
Runaway Juror.
Well, maybe that's the one.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. There was The Chambers before that. I can't remember.
And
but the point is, those
Firm was
those,
the first one, I think.
That those turned into movies. I mean, A Time to Kill.
Time to Kill
was both
novel.
The best book and
second,
the best movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
that was his first.
The
novel.
Firm had lots of Tom Cruise running.
Lots of running in dress shoes.
Yep. Pelican Brief with Julia
Denzel
Roberts
and
Denzel.
That
yep.
was really good.
That was, good
that was an underrated one.
I agree. Yeah.
I think I will say the book that he did, maybe it was just because it was tied to A Time to Kill. I'm forgetting the name of it.
Yeah.
He went back to the town. It's lately.
Yeah.
It's
this
like
was,
last
this
few
is in
years.
The last three or four
yeah.
years. Yeah. Back in Clanton, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And it's kind of revisiting that. Uh-huh. Jake Briggins is involved, who's the lawyer, et cetera. And I don't remember the
Jake
name of
Brigands.
It.
Jake Briggins.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. There you go. Okay. Well, that's.
We're not done yet.
We're not done yet.
Have to ask, no. We're going to ask the last
question. That's right.
No. We have to ask the last question as are what we're reading as well. It's the same question
okay.
we've already asked. All right. So, what are you reading right now? And you have to describe it in three words. Got it?
Okay.
Got
all
it?
Right.
All right. I'll go while you guys think. I'll do The Soul for America, The Battle for Our Better Angels. It's a John Meacham book. I would say this is John Meacham's rant on... I'm going to give it three words here in a second. This is John Meacham's kind of rant on America struggling to learn from its mistakes, yet still growing and evolving. I think it's like him... Like, I want to write a political book instead of a pure history book. So this is like my in-between. That's what he's doing right here. So
that was more than three words.
No, I'm not done to my
that was
I'm
many
not
words.
Done, I'm not done with my three words. All right.
Not really a numbers guy, Dave.
America doesn't learn. There you go. I'm going to put it in there.
America doesn't learn.
Got it. Okay.
That's a strong three-word
description. That is good. Well done.
And it compels me to be interested in that book.
All right.
He would argue it does, but I'm reading it. I'm like,
all right.
Go ahead.
All right. I mentioned this one earlier, but I'm going to go with it again. It's 18 Words, The Most Important Words You'll Ever Know by J.I. Packer. He just takes each chapter is a key theological term, and he gives, 6 to 8 pages of where is this kind of why is this biblically defensible? What does it mean? Why is it important to us? In three words, I would say Packer's Concise Theology. That's what I'm going to go with.
Very good.
Is this like his shortest book?
It's not as short.
Yeah. No, I think, his Evangelism and the Sovereignty of God's pretty shorter.
He did one on the Lord's Prayer. He did one on the Ten Commandments, although I think those are pulled out. Those might be extracted.
Yeah, those are extracted, actually, I think, maybe. I know the name of the book, and I just cannot. I can see it, but I can't. The words are not there. Fundamentalism and the Word of God is another really good one. That's another short one. That was actually his first one that was written in the 50s, and it was written like it was written to Rob Bell, but back in the early 2000s.
Ooh, an honorary sucker punch.
There you go. So maybe that is a sucker punch, just because he keeps writing stuff, and it's trash heresy, so stop it.
Not even heresy anymore. It's heresy if you're claiming to be Christian.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he claims anymore. Well, yeah. Moving on. So I am, among the other things that I'm reading right now, I am reading Wait Till Next Year by Doris Kearns Goodwin, on you guys' recommendation, in fact.
So gratifying when someone takes a book recommendation. It's like,
you know,
my day is made.
It started with you, then me.
See,
there you go.
I knew you would love it, Dave. Like, yeah, I had no question as I was reading it. I'm interested to hear
two of my
thoughts
two of my
on
favorite
it.
Topics right there. You mean you get a history yep. writer?
Well, I mean,
baseball.
So far it's perfect. Father daughter baseball.
That's a father daughter baseball. There you go.
That describes it right there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yes. Thank you. It's not a sentence.
Kind of.
It's not a sentence, but it is.
No.
It's hard to do.
It's not supposed to be.
Sentence.
We never defined it as.
Or I mean, you could do family and baseball. Family loves baseball.
Father-daughter baseball is a better description because it lays out the three main characters.
Yeah.
Yep. If you could fit Brooklyn in there, or not Brooklyn, I guess they lived on Long Island, New York.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that would be the only thing because it's location on top of that. Yep.
Exactly.
Love
it. So enjoying it so far. I'm early days into it. But
it gets less baseball and more father-daughter life as it goes, which doesn't take it all away from the book. It just, you're sort of walking through her growing up experience.
Totally. So, but it's a good recommendation. Thank you for encouraging reading it. So, all right. So guys, that wraps today's episode. Listeners, hope you found it enjoyable. Dave is going to air drum us out, which is also fun. And if you are enjoying the show, do leave your glowing rating and review
on iTunes. If you're really,
really
enjoying the show, you could sponsor it or refer somebody else to us to sponsor
That's
it.
Also true. That's all true. We are actively accepting
We take
sponsorship
payment in
offers.
Cash, check,
cash,
gift cards.
Credit. Speak for yourself.
Okay. I am speaking for myself. Thank you.
Venmo.
No, that one. No, maybe not that one because
you can't do that one?
Privacy issues.
What do you mean?
There's concerns with that one. Anyway, moving
only
on.
Only if you have. Yeah. Most people have not made their Venmo feed private. You can do that and then nobody can see what you send or receive.
There you go.
Most people haven't, which is funny because you
I know.
See
you're like, really? Do you have any idea that. Yeah.
You paid for that?
Okay.
Really?
All right. Keep going.
Who?
Yeah. So yeah. So we'll accept payment in any
prepaid debit cards.
Yeah.
Not Bitcoin.
No cryptocurrency.
Maybe
no crypto?
2 years ago. If you year and a half ago when it
you
was
could,
on five.
Yes. If you're willing to pay us 2 years ago, that's fine.
Yes.
But,
if you can travel
today.
Through time, thank you. All right. So yeah. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye. We'll be right back.